Item time, certain item 436.
Proclaim May 7th through 11, 2018 to be Digital Inclusion Week in Portland.
Colleagues, last July, we heard from the Office of Community Technology and Partners about progress being made under the Digital Equity Action Plan. The DEAP, as it's referred to, or DEAP, is a collaboration of the City of Portland and the Multnomah County Library that lays out strategies and actions to ensure that all residents are digitally connected. We also heard about the collaborative energy and the momentum of the Digital Inclusion Network participants who represent organizations from the nonprofit, public, and private sectors pursuing digital inclusion opportunities and implementing strategies to serve our most vulnerable residents. Despite our successes, however, many Portland residents still face a stark digital divide. They don't have the skills to search for and apply for a job, check their kids' report cards, access critical health services, and much, much more. And increasingly, economic and social opportunities and advantages are available most easily to those who have consistent, affordable, high-speed internet access. My vision for Portland is one where every resident has access to opportunity. It will take a community effort to move the needle. No organization or government entity can tackle this important issue alone. And that's why I commend the participants of the Digital Inclusion Network for their commitment of time, resources, and passion to this important work. Digital Inclusion Week is an opportunity for us to emphasize Portland's digital equity commitment to our residents, recognize those who are getting involved, and foster new collaborations to make digital tools and services available to those in our community who need it the most. I'm looking forward to hearing from the various speakers this morning, but first I'd like to call up Rebecca Gibbons from the Portland Office for Community Technology and John Rona from the Multnomah County Library. Thank you for being here today and welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Mayor and Council. I'm Rebecca Gibbons, Digital Equity Program Coordinator with the Office for Community Technology. In this role, I'm tasked, along with staff at Multnomah County Library, with overseeing the implementation of the Digital Equity Action Plan, or as we call it, the DEAP, that was adopted by the Portland City Council, Multnomah County Board of Commissioners, and the County Library Board. A primary responsibility of ours is to foster and engage partnerships and community efforts that align with DEAP goals. With over a year of DEAP implementation under our belt, the momentum and commitment of our community partners to bridging the digital divide remains steadfast. I'm excited to be here today on behalf of our local consortium called the Digital Inclusion Network, or DIN. With OCT and library staff support, the DIN members continue to come together to leverage resources, share learnings, and develop new services for residents, with a focus on serving low-income individuals and families, older adults, people of color, people with disabilities, and people with limited English language proficiency. Digital Inclusion Week is a nationwide effort to raise awareness about digital inequities and the strategies to close those gaps. It's sponsored by the National Digital Inclusion Alliance, a professional association representing more than 300 affiliated organizations in 38 states that are working towards digital equity. Throughout the week, organizations across the country are hosting digital inclusion events, sharing stories, and highlighting the role digital inclusion providers play in meeting these needs. Locally, our DIN partners, nonprofit, business, and public sectors, are promoting existing digital inclusion programs throughout the county, using social media to spread awareness and collecting and sharing our own local digital inclusion stories. Our community partners are working tirelessly to develop and provide digital inclusion services throughout the year. Digital Inclusion Week is our opportunity to highlight some of that work. In addition to being here today to share with you some of the exciting partnerships that have formed and events we have planned for the week, our DIN partners have helped us put together a calendar of local trainings and classes for residents and learning opportunities for digital inclusion providers. Our Digital Inclusion Week calendar, which is available on OCT's website, includes classes about online safety and privacy, STEAM and coding classes for youth, basic computer literacy, and tech support. These classes are offered in a multiple of languages, including Spanish, Russian, and Chinese. And the host organizations include the Library, Frigi, Hacienda CDC, Portland Community College, Outside the Frame, to just name a few. I'll turn it over to John now, who will share a little bit more about our work.
Thank you, Rebecca. Sorry. Thank you, Rebecca. And thank you, Mayor Wheeler and commissioners. Good morning. I'm John Worona, Director of Content Strategy for the Multnomah County Library. Incidentally, you will find many of these week's digital inclusion activities on the library's website, multcolib.org. It is this kind of collaboration and the coalition building that we've been focusing on this year that we're here to highlight today. Rebecca and I and a small group of our colleagues at the city and county convene weekly in county offices as the de facto Digital Inclusion Network Steering Committee and share the work of implementing the DEEP where we are lead partners and supporting other partner organizations where they take the lead on strategic actions and, outlined in the plan that you mentioned. We plan the agenda for monthly network meetings, and we have appreciated the city as a venue host for the DIN meetings. One of the 17 strategic actions identified in the DEEP is to convene a digital inclusion summit to provide an update on DEEP implementation, share learnings, network, and recognize good work. The first digital inclusion summit in November of 2014 launched the creation of the nationally recognized Digital Equity Action Plan, and tomorrow we will host the first digital inclusion summit since the city and county adopted the DEEP. Along with OCT staff, county staff are leading a small working group of DIN members to organize the 2018 Digital Inclusion Summit. The summit theme is economic opportunity, and the day is shaping up to include inspirational keynotes, panel discussions, and networking breaks to help advance our collective efforts to build a digitally connected, prosperous community. We look forward to seeing you there tomorrow, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
The summit is a great example of our partnerships in action. A diverse array of different organizations have come together to create a space for discussion, collaboration, and networking. The summit planning team itself is a model of what we hope to accomplish with the convening of practitioners and facilitation of conversations. With the help of OpenSignal, Nonprofit Technology Network, N10, the State of Oregon Program for Women, Infants, and Children, WIC, Pacific Northwest College of Art, PNCA's Make Think Code, Oregon Citizens Utility Board, CUB, and Metro East Community Media, we will put on a full-day program at PNCA tomorrow for more than 150 participants from about 100 organizations. We've lined up a variety of facilitated panel discussions to spark conversations that are inspired by the challenging issues we've worked on in the DIN. By reaching out to philanthropic organizations, the tech community, service providers, and technical education and career guidance organizations, we will be bringing more areas of expertise into the tent to add awareness and capacity to the work that is ahead of us in this region. We know from our regular meetings and conversations among active participants in the DIN that connections lead to partnerships that lead to inspiring outcomes for residents. For example, the library has an active Earn a Computer program ongoing now at Hacienda CDC to serve their impacted population in need of digital skills and devices. A natural partnership formed based on one of the key tenets of our work, and that is working with community organizations that are deeply embedded in the communities we want to serve. They have already identified the needs in their community, but don't have the skills and resources to meet them. Thanks to our proven partnership with FreeGeek, the library is able to bring the training and computers to help grow capacity in these organizations to build upon what we bring to them. The summit theme, as I mentioned, is economic opportunity. And so we value our relationship with the technology community because we believe that digital inclusion can lead to employment and other opportunities to advance society. Fittingly, Mozilla is one of our summit sponsors. Tomorrow night, after the summit, many of us will be at the Technology Association of Oregon Awards Night to continue to connect with technology companies in order to build diversity into the tech workforce pipeline. Many of these companies have signed the Tech Town Pledge to, quote, advance workplace diversity and inclusion in order to grow industry while broadening prosperity. At TAO, We will all be inspired by our Director of Libraries, Vaily Elke, who will provide the keynote address on the issues of digital equity and inclusion that are essential to solve if our region is to grow and prosper. Today, it is our partners who continue to inspire us. Next, I'd like to introduce Sarah Rasmussen from FreeGeek, followed by Sam Pastrick from Oregon Cub.
Thank you, both of you. Good morning, Sarah. Good morning, Sam. And if you wouldn't mind just repeating your names for the record, please.
Good morning. My name is Sarah Rasmussen, and I'm representing FreeGeek.
Thank you.
You're going first.
Sure. Thank you, Council, for having me. Thank you to the Office for Community Technology and Multnomah County Library for the opportunity to be here. I am here to share a little bit about how the technology that you use here today is creating opportunity for youth, families, and nonprofits tomorrow. So I think a lot of the folks here in the room today recognize that digital tools are as necessary as transportation, housing in the 21st century. I don't need to cover that anymore. But since 2000, FreeGeek has been committed to digital equity for all, regardless of socioeconomic status, race, gender, ability, age, or any other factor. And at FreeGeek, our programs are founded on a unique circular model where we're tackling excess electronic waste, convening community members and technologists, and actively creating access to those basic technologies as well as technical skills among vulnerable populations. What I think is neat about this approach is it allows us to use resources effectively to turn e-waste into opportunity and has created a vibrant model that's proved successful for almost 20 years now. FreeGeek is definitely a special part of what makes Portland, oh, I'm too close, Portland, but we literally couldn't do that work alone. And across every sector here in Portland, the cycle of reuse and the culture of reuse is an ongoing and collaborative effort. So I just want to say thank you. The technology that FreeGeek receives from the city and from the county significantly positively impacts our community. And so we're so grateful for your support, and we're grateful for the support of businesses like AWS Elemental or First Tech Federal Credit Union, who provide the resources that we need in order to protect the environment, refurbish and give away computers, and ultimately help people reach their goals with technology. So every week, organizations like Impact Northwest, Slavic Family Radio, Street Roots, Rose City Rollers are picking up technology from FreeGeek and saving resources, allowing them to stretch their budgets and even further. And every day we hear stories like Angela's, who reached out to FreeGeek on Facebook recently to say, "I am so grateful to earn a computer through volunteering. I didn't have one, but needed one to finish my degree. I definitely couldn't have afforded one at the time. Thanks to FreeGeek, I was able to graduate." So this is what it looks like to transform technology into opportunity. So thank you for helping us include everyone in our digital future.
Thank you. Appreciate it, sir.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Sam Pastrick, Outreach Manager at Oregon Citizens Utility Board, or CUB, as you folks probably better know us as. At several points over the last handful of years, I've spoken for City Council regarding work in the city, either around digital equity and inclusion or information and communications technology policy more generally. The focus of my testimony today is how the Digital Equity Action Plan, or DEAP, the Digital Inclusion Network member participation has already driven and will continue to drive good and impactful public policy. For instance, goal number 5 of the DEAP reads, build a policy framework that supports digital equity and meaningful internet adoption, leading to better community outcomes. This goal is followed by a set of core objectives and strategic actions. For the purpose of this testimony, however, I do want to highlight 2 key objectives. The first is, elected officials advocate for digital equity and suggest community-centered and delivered solutions. The second is statewide legislation mandating transparency and clarity in broadband contract language. The good news is that I can sit here today and report with confidence that elected officials, present company included, do in fact advocate for digital equity and support community-centered and delivered solutions. Probably a prime example, I would say, of this is advocacy on Mayor Wheeler's part around network neutrality. Indeed, if elected officials failed to advocate for digital equity and endorse a community approach, I, in all likelihood, would not be here today. And there would certainly be no Digital Inclusion Week proclamation or 2018 Digital Inclusion Summit. Elected officials serving the City of Portland, Multnomah County, and the state at large have come, I would say, a long way since the 2014 Digital Inclusion Summit and then passage of the separate 2016 City of Portland and Multnomah County DEEP resolutions. And to be clear, this quantifiable and qualifiable progress is due in no small part to the Office for Community Technology, especially irreplaceable staff like Julie O'Melchuk and Rebecca Gibbons, as well as committed staff at Multnomah County Library, as well as a litany of other community groups, of which there are simply too many to name. The not-so-good news is that we've still a long, long way to go. Far too many Multnomah County residents live without reasonable and reliable network connectivity. 15,000 people do not have access to 25 megabit per second wired broadband. 8,000 county residents do not have access to any wired broadband at all. 24,000 residents have access to one or fewer wired internet service providers. But we can get there. As a city, as a county, and as a state, yet the best way to get there is first and foremost to buoy and strengthen and acknowledge the structures and expertise on which we already rely, starting, I would say, with the city's Office for Community Technology. As regards the second objective I mentioned, statewide legislation mandating transparency and clarity in broadband contract language, we, and by we, I mean the state of Oregon, in fact, accomplished this goal earlier this year. CUB, in partnership with ACLU Oregon and Majority Leader Williamson, and with the backing of several DIN members, passed House Bill 4155, which is Oregon's answer to the federal appeal of the 2015 Open Internet Order. First and foremost, the legislation requires public bodies like the City of Portland to only enter into contract with internet service providers attesting to uphold network neutrality. Yet a lesser-discussed provision of this required attestation ensures that internet access service providers shall publicly disclose information regarding the provider's network management practice and performance characteristics and the commercial terms of that provider's broadband internet access service. My point here, of course, outside of highlighting Oregon's continued leadership with regard to network neutrality, is that CUB's leadership advocacy efforts around issues like net neutrality or data protection or right to repair is in no small part a direct outcome of the Digital Inclusion Network forming in 2014 and then creating a space at the table for organizations like CUB or FreeGeek or any number of other groups. In short, the Digital Inclusion Network and the Digital Equity Action Plan directly inform good public policy. This public policy improves digital equity outcomes to Oregon communities because advocacy groups with lobbying clout can better tap into a network of ally organizations. I'll close my remarks by once again commending the very, very, very good work of the Office for Community Technology, because without staff like Julie and Rebecca and Mary Beth Henry before them, as well as an expert group of volunteer cable regulatory commissioners, there would be no Digital Inclusion Network, there would be no Digital Equity Action Plan, and there most certainly would be no Digital Inclusion at Week proclamation. Thank you for your time, and I'm, of course, happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much, both of you.
Thank you.
And last but not least, we'd like to invite up Betty Dominguez and Rania Ahmed.
Very good. Come on up. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and councilors. I'm so sorry. I just wounded our guest. Betty Dominguez, the director at Home Forward. Nearly a year ago, I was here before you. Home Forward being a DIN member, we were celebrating the first anniversary of the DEEP, the Digital Equity Action Plan, and I was sharing with you some of the work that we've been doing at Home Forward around promoting digital equity with our residents. And at the time, I had one of our residents with us, and if you recall, she which you probably won't, but she was so pleased to have received a computer through Free Geek and have learned how to use it, how to access the internet, and have an email address, which enabled her then to look for work and apply for jobs, which she was, you know, very limited at doing prior to that. And she went on to become a teacher in one of our classes, you know, and we were paying her to do that. But today I'm here with a different narrative. When Home Forward began our digital work, we were aware of an initiative out of then-President Obama's administration in partnership with HUD called Connect Home. HUD, in collaboration with an organization called Everyone On and other stakeholders, began to build local partnerships and gather commitments that would increase access to the internet for low-income Americans, especially students and children, who are living in public and assisted housing across the country by bringing broadband access, technical assistance, and digital literacy training to them. The initiative started in 28 pilot communities in 2015. In 2017, the initiative was expanded to include 27 more communities, and at that time, Home Forward, in partnership with the city, applied and was accepted into this new cohort. So it's my pleasure now to introduce you to Rania Ahmed, the regional director of in Northern California for Everyone On, who flew up from San Francisco yesterday to be here. She's going to tell you more about the program and our partnership, and then she has an announcement to make.
Very good. Thank you.
Hi. Good morning. Happy spring. It's my first time in Portland, and everything and everyone is in full bloom.
It's always this nice.
Yeah, we ordered it.
On behalf of Everyone On, I would like to thank the City of Portland and Home Forward and Betty Dominguez for having me here. My name is Rania Ahmed, as she said, and I am the California and Northwest Regional Director of Everyone On. So what is Everyone On? It's a namesake situation that should make it really obvious, but we are a national nonprofit that creates social and economic opportunity by connecting everyone to the internet. We aim to leverage the democratizing power of the internet to provide opportunity to all people in the United States, regardless of age, race, geography, income, or education. We've connected over 500,000 people across America since 2012, and we aim to reach 1 million people by 2020. As we all know, the internet has transformed the way we engage with the world around us. From jobs to education to healthcare, more and more resources are being made available on the education superhighway, and those who are unconnected are being left behind. Just in the workforce, we know that 90% of people in the United States who have looked for a job in the last 2 years used the internet to research jobs, and 84% have applied to a job online. In education, nearly all students say they are required to use the internet to complete homework assignments outside of school. It's about 96.5%. And in terms of wellness, a Pew Internet report revealed 59% of caregivers with internet access say that online resources have increased their ability to provide care and support for the person in their care. Rosalba Naranjo, a wife and mother of three children, wrote us to say, "Having internet at home will help my husband excel at work. He's required to complete an online food preparation training, and on the same day we subscribed to the adoption event, he completed his online training. Additionally, my son is in high school and needs access to the internet and a computer to complete his homework. We're so happy to have had the opportunity to enroll and receive a donated computer." She also shared that as a neighborhood ambassador, she'll now be able to connect with her neighbors and other community leaders online. So let's switch topics and talk about Connect Home USA for a moment. We've talked about how technology has transformed the way we live, creating new ways to access education, healthcare, jobs, and connect with friends and family. Yet 62 million people remain isolated from the digital world. Connect Home USA is an effort to bridge this digital divide in HUD-assisted communities around the country. Under leadership of the national nonprofit Everyone On, that's us, and with support from HUD, Connect Home USA aims to assist selected communities to bring affordable digital resources to their residents so they can connect to the internet at home and enjoy access to digital literacy, affordable devices, as well as educational content. Ultimately, Connect Home USA will scale throughout the nation and connect 350,000 HUD-assisted housing residents in 100 communities. The program creates a platform for community leaders, local governments, nonprofit organizations, and private industries to join together to produce locally tailored solutions for narrowing the digital divide. Since its launch, as Betty mentioned, as a pilot in 2015, Connect Home USA has helped connect over 36,000 households across 28 pilot sites, provided over 10,000 commuting devices, and held over 350 trainings. Now, on behalf of everyone on, we welcome Portland to the Connect Home USA cohort, and we thank you for being such an incredible example for other members. Betty is always on the phone with other members in the cohort explaining how to do things and being an example that we had no idea we were bringing in. So I hope we can help you as much as you've already helped us. Portland's commitment to connection and commitment, two words I'm struggling with, through the Digital Inclusion Network and the Digital Equity Access Plan are setting an incredible example for other counties across America. And the commitment to bridge the digital divide for the community's citizens is truly remarkable. NDIA has recognized the Digital Equity Access Plan as a digital inclusion trailblazer. If I say digital one more time. DEAP has also won the National Telecommunication Officers and Advisory Community Broadband Strategic Plan of the Year Award. It's no easy to create an inclusive plan to connect a community. And we at Everyone On would like to thank Mayor Ted Wheeler, the Digital Inclusion Network, Home Forward, and the City of Portland for leading us to a brighter and more connected future.
Thank you. We really appreciate your being here today. Thank you for the partnership.
Thank you very much.
Great. Are there any questions? No?
Colleagues? Any Commissioner Udaly?
I have some comments.
Great.
Yeah. First, I want to give a shout out to Outside the Frame, who's sitting in the back of the room here. One of my favorite local nonprofits. They provide homeless youth with a creative outlet and technological training, and they learn how to make movies from start to finish. And I believe they are here to support or celebrate this proclamation. So thank you for being here. And thank you to the Portland Digital Inclusion Network for all that you've done for digital equity here in Portland. I'm sending multiple staffers to the summit tomorrow, and I'm sure they're going to come back with enthusiasm and new ideas around this important initiative. So thank you for the invitation. The National Digital Inclusion Alliance rates U.S. cities on 8 key indicators of municipal digital inclusion leadership, and I'm proud to say that Portland has 6 of those 8 indicators. I'm going to skip the ones that we're doing because I want to keep my remarks short and just say that the 2 areas we're lacking are supporting a community wireless network for residential areas and providing discount internet service for low-income households. So I'm hopeful that we'll be able to achieve those last 2 areas of digital inclusion as soon as possible, and that digital equity will remain a top priority as we work to develop our smart cities framework. So I want to encourage everyone interested in contributing to this project to attend a digital inclusion. You do have to say digital a lot.
It's hard.
You say a word too many times and it begins to lose its meaning. But okay.
I've tried to find new words for it.
Yes. Attend a digital inclusion network meeting. They may meet on the 4th Wednesday of every month. You can also join their Google group through the website for digital updates. Also take a look at the Digital Equity Action Plan strategic actions. And you can become a DIN/DEEP partner by submitting your own project description. So congratulations and thank you to all our DEEP partners.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you so much for being here, both of you. Thank you for making the trip up from California. Thank you to my Metro Councillor as well as the leader in the community, and I hope you continue to be so. Commissioner Saltzman, I was trying to think you've been here for 20 years and this is my 10th, and this is one of the projects that you and I work together in partnership. There's, I think we both feel a lot of pride of ownership that this plan is doing everything that it promised to do and will continue to be used as the foundation for how to do an inclusive internet outreach program And we do in partnership with our providers. I have to recognize that Comcast provided $10,000 to do the outreach to communities of color that helped inform this plan and have been partners in giving computers and lower cost services. I'm not quite sure what the status of that is now because I'm no longer in charge of what used to be the Office of Cable Communications and Franchise Management and now the Office for Community Technology. I do know that it's going to be a public-private partnership because Commissioner Saltzman did do an exhaustive look into can we provide municipal broadband, and we were just not able to do that. And it still means that people need to be able to find other ways to get that. So I know we'll be a partner on that. I want to thank also the Mount Hood Cable Regulatory Commission for their volunteer leadership and work ongoing, Julia Melchuk and your staff, and David Olson and Mary Beth Henry, the former leaders of the office, for their vision and insistence that this needed to happen. And now you're the communities grasping the document and implementing and looking at implementing every step of it. So it's a true public-private community partnership, and I'm very, very happy to be having been a part of it.
Well, and Commissioner Fritz, Comcast is not out of the picture. We are home forward right now. We're in the process with Comcast of being one of their national research partners. So they're going to be working with us. We're working with the PSU Research Lab right now and designing a survey for our 6,500 units. It's a very complex project, but we'll be able to pull a lot of data out of that, which I think will help Home Forward in its work going forward and certainly will help Comcast. And they're looking at things like how the internet impacts people from a health perspective, employment, education, but even social media, political awareness, you know, all those kinds of things that we take for granted when we're on the internet. So more to come on that.
Are they and other providers still looking at super, or still providing, or looking to provide super low cost basic service?
Yes, they are one of the providers that can offer services to low income residents at just under $10 a month, $9.95.
And how would people find out how to get onto that plan?
I'm sorry.
How would people find out about that plan and sign up for it?
Well, that's part of what our outreach is with our residents, first through the classes that we've been doing, and then certainly through Comcast. We'll be sending letters out to all of our households about the research project and then letting them know. They'll divide it up. There'll be cohorts. There'll be a control group, not a control group. So, like I said, it's complicated, but more info to come, I hope.
And I'm assuming that information is on the Office of the Community Technologies website. Yes, I'm getting a nod on that, so you can go to the city's website.
No, it's not there yet. Yeah? We're still pricing the cost of the survey work and, you know, working out non-disclosure agreements, all those kinds of things. So.
Okay. Coming soon, then. We'll watch out for it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Very good.
All right.
So one more item, and that is I get to read the proclamation. It's the best part about being mayor. It has the word digital in it about 45 times, so let's see how I do. Whereas digital equity means everyone has adequate access and understanding of information and communications technologies, regardless of socioeconomic status, physical ability, language, race, gender, or any other characteristics linked with unequal treatment. And whereas digital inclusion is the activities and supports necessary to ensure all Portlanders have opportunities to obtain digital equity and to fully participate in the education, the economy, healthcare, and civic and cultural life of our community. And whereas, through the city's Digital Equity Action Plan, DEAP, we learned digital equity for our residents means access to relevant technology training and tech support, affordable or free high-speed internet at home, and affordable computing devices. And whereas the Digital Inclusion Network, a consortium of community-based organizations leading the collective effort to provide programs and activities aligned with deep strategic actions and focused on serving our most digitally marginalized residents, such as seniors, those with disabilities, and low-income families. And whereas this collective community effort has led to new and unique collaborations and partnerships, such as Multnomah County Library, Free Geek, Home Forward, and the Metro East Community Media collaborating on an Earn a Computer program, or the City and Home Forward partnering to gain Connect Home Nation membership. And whereas the Digital Inclusion Network's demonstrated ongoing commitment to digital equity has elevated the City of Portland as a national leader in digital inclusion efforts, keeping our residents economically and culturally healthy in a rapidly changing communications technology landscape. And whereas, by participating in Digital Inclusion Week, the City creates a unified national voice for digital inclusion and shows support for our local organizations, public institutions, and businesses on the front lines offering digital inclusion programs. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim May 7th through 11th, 2018, to be Digital Inclusion Week in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this week. Thank you. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
We have a tradition. We'd love the people who presented, maybe some of the people who had the signs in the back of the room. Why don't we come up here and we'll have a photograph.
Hey, that sounds great.
Trevon, would you mind taking the photo?
Thank you.
How are we doing this? Where's the camera? What do you think?
What are we always doing here? I don't know where.
How many people can we fit in this frame?
Lots.
Because everyone else needs to be outside of it.
Okay.
I'll stand in the back. I need something
like
in front to hold the proclamation.
I'll do it.
Would you like to do that?
Please
do that.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Ron Ted.
Just let me see if I can get my direction right.
Good.
All right, say digital.
Analog's better. Everyone knows that.
Thank you.